Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I know the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. As always, I'm so thrilled to have you here with me. Today is another edition of Self-Care Saturday, where I give you a tip to take care of yourself. Some of these will be really fun, cozy, Instagrammable things you might naturally think about when you think about the words self-care, and some won't be so much fun, and they're going to require a little bit more discipline. And the reason for this is because sometimes we neglect the things that we need to do in the name of self-care, so I'm here to remind you and remind myself of some of those unsexy things that we need to do to take care of ourselves. So today is another one of those not so fun things. This week, I'm challenging you to pick a room in your house and deep clean it. If you're like me, you under no circumstances have your entire house clean all at the same time. If you have other people who live with you, I think that that is a damn near impossible task and an impossible standard. And so what I like to do is to every once in a while just pick a room and just go to town. Like wipe down the windowsills, wipe down the baseboards, like literally put every single thing away. Sometimes for me, and I don't know if you can connect with this, I have a room. It's my dining room because we never use the dining room. It's like a catch-all. Like all the kids' backpacks go in there, Amazon packages that I don't know what to do with yet. Like it just, it's everything just goes in there. And because we don't use it, we all just kind of ignore it. So every once in a while I go in and everything gets put away. And again, we wipe everything down and like the room is done. Sometimes that room is the basement because the kids live down there. It's like their little like escape. It's where all of their stuff is. And so like it gets swept and it gets picked up, but it doesn't really get like clean. And so every once in a while that's like the task and everybody bitches about it, but it does feel so much better to be in an environment that is like sparkling clean, even though we can't maintain that, right? And depending on, your habits and your schedule, you might like to do this like once a week or maybe once a month, whatever it is. But if there is a room in your house that you have been kind of like neglecting because it's just been like catching stuff, or it's a room that you really don't use a lot and so you just keep the door shut and you just kind of ignore it, you'll feel so much better if you tackle that room at some point, right? So whether it's that room or maybe it's your living space, maybe it's your bedroom or your living room where it's like, obviously like livable conditions, but if you spent the day, like maybe kick everyone out of your house, because I know nothing pisses me off more than when I have cleaned like an entire space and then 10 minutes later, it's as if it wasn't even touched. Like that is the most annoying thing in the entire world. So maybe send the kids to grandma's, or maybe just, out with your spouse for like the whole day so that you can get this done first thing in the morning and then go ahead and enjoy that space. I don't know, whatever works for you, but I thought that this would be a good
self-care task, because it's been a little while since we all went through like the spring cleaning thing, right? And things are opening up. And so, you know, maybe you're going into the office for work. Maybe you're traveling a lot because everything's, not everything, but a lot of things are open again. So you have more opportunities to be out with people and be gathering. And so maybe your space at home is being a little more neglected than normal. And so you'll feel a lot better if you just make the time to tackle at least just one room. Just one room, not the whole house, but maybe one room. Clean it all up, scrub it all down, light a candle, and then relax. All right, that's all I have for you all. So until next time.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.